I hope you're all staying safe out there during this strange and tenuous time. This is my first contribution to the very special, very informative, and very entertaining series of Nature Speaking podcasts. My name is Harry, and today's episode is going to be about a specific happening within the emerging worldwide movement of how wildlife is migrating into urban spaces during the COVID-19 pandemic. The phenomenon has been captured throughout the world with coyotes in the US, orcas in Canada, dolphins in Italy, and deer in Japan. But the one that we're going to talk about today in this episode is the invasion of 122 Kashmiri goats in Wales, who have captured the minds and hearts of not only local residents of Llandudno, but the entire world through social media. In Llandudno, a small tourist town just 50 miles west of Liverpool, wild goats have taken over. As the new overlords of the town, the goats have begun eating shrubbery and wandering aimlessly through the empty street corridors that were just recently bustling with human activity. There is a hill overlooking the town called the Great Orme, where the goats normally graze and stay within their boundaries. The question on everybody's mind is why? Why would this herd of 122 goats want to enter an urban area? Don't they have enough area and food on their hills they graze from? But first, let's dig into the history of these curious goats. Like I was saying, they're from the Great Orme, which is a country park, kind of like a natural reserve, on a short hill that overlooks the town. Part of the herd was imported by Squire Christopher Tower from Kashmir around 200 years ago, and another portion was gifted to Queen Victoria by the Shah of Persia in 1907. They were originally settled in Weald Park in Brentwood, then a portion was moved to the grounds of Gladiuth Hall. At some point, the herd was transferred to the Great Orme, where they have lived peacefully ever since. The most controversial part of their history has to do with the practice of culling, or removing the inferior members of the herd. In 1990, a culling exercise ended up with 20 goats being relocated to Hereford and the island of Flatholm. When the practice was attempted again in 1996, a pro-goat movement was formed that demanded that the Conwy Borough Council stop the practice of cull by shooting. As the movement gained support throughout the community of Llandudno, the council announced their decision to stop the inhumane practice. There's a couple of things that you can take away from these stories. One, of course there are thankfully a lot of great people out there in the world who are willing to help, fight for, and support animals and wildlife. The other thing, though, is that there are also people out there, some in positions of power or responsibility for animals that make terrible decisions, negatively impacting ecosystems and wildlife around the world. Now, let's get back to the question at hand. How are we supposed to understand these speechless goats, and why are they entering this tiny tourist town? Are they mad at us for clumsily moving them around and killing some of their friends and family? One thing that you can easily understand just from the history of these goats is that their individual needs as animals aren't and haven't been considered a main priority by those in charge. Until 1992, there had never been any kind of scientific study or significant research of them, and their treatment would be at best considered average. They aren't native to this area, although they have been there now for 100 to 200 years. As well, they are basically landlocked on the Great Orme Hill, which isn't very fun. The only way out is right through the town of Llandudno. By entering the town as a herd when people aren't there, they are staying safe while still getting to venture outside of their current home and designated territory, which they might just be getting bored of. I know that for myself, I like having the feeling of complete freedom, and I'm sure that can be said of pretty much all animals and wildlife. The thing about cities and urban areas is that we have designed them and structured them in ways that disregard natural life. My hope is that throughout this series, we will uncover more of the important answers about the impact of the societal changes from COVID-19 on wildlife and the Great Orme goat specifically. How does this fit within already existing frameworks on the issues of solutions for overall sustainability? That and more on the next episode of Nature Speaking. Well, that's about it for today. I hope you all enjoyed learning about the history and current happenings of the Llandudno goats. If you have any questions or want to send any related stories, feel free to reach out to us at the email naturespeakinguad@gmail.com. My name is Harry Leschgold, and this is Nature Speaking.